forward and keep your eyes on Jesus. Look forward. Look forward. Because for many of you, it doesn't matter where you came from. Your past does not ever have to determine, and it should never determine, your future. God has divine destiny for each and every one of you. Divine destiny. Jeremiah 29, he says, I know the ways, the thoughts, and the plans that I have for you. God has divine destiny for each and every one of you. And some of you haven't approached it fully yet because of where you are and because of the things that still dwell within you. But if you begin to loose those things today, you can break off everything that has kept you bound. You can step past that state. Some of you felt like you've been bumping up against kind of a brick ceiling and seemed like you just hadn't been able to go any further. It's like, God, I'm at this stalemate, this plateau, and I can't break through. And I see myself so much higher than where I am now. God said he's allowed you to see it. He's allowed you to feel it. You feel like, God, I'm better than this. I'm greater than this. There's something in me that you want to do. But why am I still here? Why am I still at this place? Why am I no better than where I was? Why can't I move forward? Because you had dead weights. You had strongholds. You had things that have buried themselves in your emotions. In your emotions and in your spirit. If everyone would stand. You could find your way to the altar. And when you could find your way to the altar, honey, if you would come up. Dr. Jeffers, if you would come. Find your way to the altar. Everybody is dealing with something one way or another. Whether it's in your heart, whether it's in your mind, whether it even has, sometimes it develops into sicknesses in your body. Sicknesses and diseases and infirmities, all of these things end up being part of spiritual warfare or even sin. You can come closer. The altar won't hurt you. If it burns up some stuff, that's what you want. Amen. But it won't hurt you, and we don't bite, I promise you. We don't bite. Amen. But we just want you to be able to spend a few moments literally just unloading in the presence of the Lord. You started it last night, many of you, and some of you are just coming today. I want you to unloose. Just begin to let stuff go. Begin to strip stuff off and just let it go. Some of you came and you left out of things that weren't good at home. You came here for a reason. Amen. And that reason was to meet God. Well, God is meeting you here at your need. And he wants you just to begin to talk to him and lay it at his feet. Strip it off and give it to him. Give it to him. That when you leave here, you will leave here a new person. When you leave this conference, you will leave here a brand new creature. Free. 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 No pressure, no depression, no weights. Free. Happy. Not depressed. Not stressed. But free. Praising God. Giving God glory. That you'll take that back home with you. Because if you understand who you are, you can be changed. When you leave here, you'll be changed so you can go home and change the atmosphere in your homes, on your jobs. God created us to be catalysts for change. When he said that we are salt of the earth, what does salt do? Salt seasons, and everything that salt touches, it changes it. It changes it. You can put salt in the pot with spaghetti, with anything sweet. And if you put too much salt, it's going to turn the whole thing salty. God said, that's who you are. Things are not supposed to change us, to affect us. But we are supposed to change them. We are supposed to affect them. Hallelujah. And you could change your atmosphere if you will only come to know who you are in God. Know who you are. Know who you are. You're not just a thermometer, you're a thermostat. You can set the atmosphere. if you know who you are. Hallelujah. 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 Now begin to step into the presence of the God. Step into the presence of your God. Step into the presence of your God. Unfold. Release. 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 Give it to him. Give it to him. Every care, every weight, every oppression, every concern, every fear, every doubt, everything you've been wrestling with, give it to him. Give it to him. Lay it at his feet. Give it to him. Give it to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory and the honor. Oh, I lift my hands in worship. Yes, I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. Yes, I bless your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You do miracles so great.
over this house, would you lift your hands right now and just worship your God? Come on, lift your voice with your hands. Don't you leave here with these things in your heart. Let God minister to you. Rabba shakinda la baba horo kotari andale bebe kushata. Ramandale asokoro shakata le bebe hishete. Thank you for it right now, Father. Rikinda la baba rabba baha shakita le andara baba ro shikita rabba. Lift your hands right now and receive the peace of God. Father, we thank you for your peace. Just laying on your children, laying on your daughters. After surgery, come on, they send you into a recovery room. And right now, you're coming into the spiritual recovery room. God is sewing you up, and there's peace. Thank you for the peace of God. Would you just put this on the screen for us? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, Amplified Classic. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. We're going to ask Sister Grokin to come and dismiss us in just a moment. Any last words that she has, and then to dismiss us. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. This is the scripture God would like for you to leave with. This is what's upon you. Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace, the peace of his kingdom at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and condition, whatever comes. The Lord be with you all.
God is so awesome. I'm so thankful for all that he's doing. We go through things that we don't understand and we don't know why, but you know what? Just accept it, because there's a necessary part of the process. Sometimes if we miss the process, if God just took it away, we wouldn't get stronger. We wouldn't go to that next level and that next dimension in God. But we have to just accept and know that God's walking with us. The scripture says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't stay in the valley, we walk through it. That means we're gonna get over it. So when you're facing things and going through things, thank God. Because guess what? You can look at the enemy and say, you know what? What the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good. And you're going through some things, but that's okay, because when we walk through the fire, that's when we're vulnerable to the presence of God, and he can mold us and shape us to be all that he wants us to be. This is so awesome. Thank you, Sister Jeffers, for sharing with us. You know, you look at people and you're like, I want that. I want their anointing. I want to be just like that. But you don't know what it took for them to get to where they're at. They went through some ugly stuff, more than you can imagine. So don't always just look at the person, because there's so much deeper. We don't just become. We have to go through some things to be all that God wants us to be. So know that everything that you face, everything that you go through, is all part of God's plan for your life. Because there's something we don't know. We can tell people, oh, I'll pray for you, you know, when you're going through stuff. But some people won't receive it, because they're like, oh, well, they have no clue. They don't understand. But when you've been through some things, you can say, you know what? I've been there. I've done that. And I got through it. So guess what? If God took me through it, He's going to take you through it. And then guess what's on the other side? The Lord and God and all that He has planned for us. So just accept everything that you're facing and going through. It's all part of God's plan. You know, as the good, the bad, and the ugly. As Sister Jeffers was saying, it doesn't matter how bad or whatever. There's a necessary part of it. And just trust God. Don't lean on your own understanding, but trust in God. Go home today. Stay in the spirit of prayer and receive, absorb His word on ALC Media, on your smartphone, on podcast. We need to listen to these messages over and over because there's a lot to receive from them. And every time you listen, you're going to receive something else. And there are nuggets that you need to hold on to, and you need to grow from these things. This conference is not just to make you feel good, but it's for us to grow in God. And so continue listening to these messages, and God's going to continue to work. So receive what God has for you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I love you. There are three rooms of vendors. How many ladies love to shop? Well, there's some stuff out there, some good stuff. So go out there, enjoy all that's out there. Get some rest this afternoon, and we are just going to give 100% of ourselves to worship to what God has tonight. Get some rest so nobody's going to be sleepy tonight, and we're going to be able to give all our energy to God. Bless you in the name of Jesus.